So, New World Report with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, and Joseph Vilmar of the Secure Free Society. I begin with the imminent election, that is, Venezuela. It is fraught because the Maduro regime means to win everything. However, we have a report from Reuters, from Caracas, a very gentle-looking man in a pale blue shirt with a tie, looking like everybody's favorite accountant. His name is Edmundo Gonzalez, and I read that he's a diplomat, and he certainly appears one, not threatening and with a pleasant smile. He is the candidate for the opposition to the violent Maduro regime. He expresses in this interview that he thinks it's going forward to July 28th because he hasn't been detained yet. Joseph, is that enough proof for you?
Well, I mean, to some level, yes, but the regime in Venezuela is always very strategic. They don't just detain people to detain people. They always do it at specific times with specific purpose. A good example is the other members of Maria Corina's team inside her political movement called Vente Venezuela. Last year, for all the run-up to the primaries, the Maduro regime pretty much left them alone. There's always threats and there's always a new window, but they didn't take any actions. Then immediately after the primaries and when they became pretty much the de facto opposition and had a lot of momentum because Maria Corina is the most popular political figure inside Venezuela, they immediately started cracking down on them. And they did that early this year. And why did they do that? Well, because they kind of needed some of that political momentum to be able to attach their referendum on the Essequibo, the disputed territory with Guyana, to basically just get whatever momentum that Maria Corina could drive because of her popularity pushed over to the referendum. The minute that was over, they cracked down on their opposition and they basically started locking up a lot of her team. This is what I think the same could be potential with Edmundo Gonzalez, the de facto candidate of the opposition in the Venezuela elections. They perhaps don't feel like it's the right time to do something like that. Perhaps they want to manipulate the circumstances around his presence, perhaps want to draw some sort of legitimacy or try to like manipulate the perception towards some sort of legitimacy to the Venezuela elections. There could be a myriad of reasons of why they don't go after him. But the minute they actually think that he could be a problem or that they need to basically send a strong message, they could crack down on him at any time. So it's always a question of timing with the Maduro regime.
Ernesto, Panama, the election is complete and the president-elect is Molino, a man who is Raul Molino, who is associated with Ricardo Martinelli, the previous president, who's condemned by a Panamanian court and has taken refuge in the Nicaraguan embassy. There are enough directions here, but I'm trying to get it all out. At the same time, we have an announcement that the copper mine will not be restarted, one of the major sources of income for the government. The Panama Canal remains troubled because of the fall off the drought in the area, meaning only so many supplies come through. The Darien Gap is not solved, and Molino's remark, President-elect Molino's remark, Jose Raul Molino, during the campaign was that he was going to close the Darien Gap. There's enough trouble in all directions. When you were in the foreign ministry, was Panama considered a stable country with its banking center and its canal and its long history of relationship to the U.S., or was it already vulnerable?
Well, John, I would say it was already vulnerable, kind of in the freezer, right? It was not a present danger or a present threat. Maybe at least it was not seen so by the, let's say, the consultation of democratic countries that we tried to build at that time. So Panama was discreetly together with our efforts against the Maduro regime, for example. But I think it was not one of the most outspoken. What I think happens is this has to do also with Colombia, like we were discussing. The Democratic West lost leverage with important strategic countries in the region, including Panama, for example. So you see countries really drifting towards other systems and other alliances in important regions. So with the Darien Gap, for example, in the case of Panama and the canal. You see, the foreign president is looks for what? For the embassy of Nicaragua. So if you look at for Nicaragua as your help, it means that you are together with the whole criminal, totalitarian, terrorist system across the region. So, and I think that the U.S., the Europeans, they still look at Latin America with the eyes of the 1980s or 1990s, where they had a lot of leverage, and then things don't happen like they would like to, and they don't know why. And Panama maybe is an example of that. So sooner or later, you may have an important and very important bottleneck of the world trade, like the Panama Canal, in the hands of hostile powers, directly or indirectly. I mean, again, to turn back to this obsession, this should be much of a bigger concern for democratic countries, and unfortunately it isn't.
And Joseph, quickly, Ernesto's observation, I agree with it now that I see it. This is a win for Managua. This is a win for the troublemakers, all networked together, Caracas, Managua, Havana. Is that how to regard this? We have about 30 seconds.
So there is a connection there. And the problem with Martinelli, who is pretty much the political mentor of the new president, is that he pretty much plays all sides. And so he works with one side to the other side. But with any kind of sort of lack of leadership from the United States, it's very likely that China will play the strongest hand inside Panama.
So you're looking here for some significant changes under the president-elect Molino, significant changes, as in hostility.
Maybe not necessarily hostility, just more. No, actually, I'm not looking for significant change. I'm looking for more. I actually believe it'll be somewhat quiet, but with a lot of more deals being struck with China. The previous government did as well.
Remember, Jose Raul Molino, the president-elect, has promised to close down the Darien Gap. Therein lies a struggle. Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society. Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. We're going to Brazil. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.